On a calm autumn night in an affluent Long Island neighborhood, the air was still. The leaves rustled gently in the trees, casting a golden glow under the streetlights. Inside a sprawling mansion, millionaire Ted Ammon lay lifeless on the floor, the first sign of a horrific dawn to come. The following day, his death sent shockwaves through the community, igniting an investigation steeped in jealousy, money, and betrayal. Ted grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the son of ambitious parents who demanded excellence. From a young age, he excelled in everything he tried. At Bucknell University, he made a mark in student leadership while shifting from architecture to economics. Graduating in 1971, Ted embarked on a career in investment banking. He quickly rose through the ranks at KKR, a leading private equity firm, building a fortune that would make him a household name. Yet, with all his success, Ted's personal life was a different story. His first marriage to Randy Day ended after a decade, a casualty of his relentless ambition. The focus on his career took precedence, leaving little room for intimacy. In 1984, he met Generosa, a striking woman with her own tumultuous past. Their connection was immediate, and they married in 1986. Generosa brought her own aspirations and insecurities to the union. The couple adopted twins in 1992, presenting a facade of a perfect family life. But beneath the surface, tension simmered. Generosa's jealousy grew with Ted's rising success, leading to frequent accusations and emotional outbursts. In search of renewal, they moved to England in 1999. Instead, distance only deepened her insecurities. By 2000, frustration boiled over, and Generosa filed for divorce, seeking a substantial portion of Ted's wealth. During this tumultuous period, she became involved with Daniel Pelosi, a contractor whom Ted viewed as a dangerous influence on their children. The air was thick with unresolved conflicts and unspoken fears, setting the stage for a tragic confrontation. As the investigation into Ted's murder unfolded, the dark undercurrents of jealousy and betrayal became painfully clear. His life, filled with professional triumphs and personal turmoil, left a legacy that would reverberate through the Hamptons and beyond. In the wake of his shocking death, the secrets he took with him would unravel the lives of those left behind. Detectives arrived at the mansion early the next morning, their breath fogging in the cool air. They stepped inside, greeted by the opulence that surrounded them. Sunlight streamed through the tall windows, illuminating the scene of chaos. A life cut short now lay at the heart of a sprawling investigation. As they examined the scene, the evidence whispered secrets of a violent struggle. A broken vase lay shattered by the fireplace, and the coffee table was overturned. Ted's body was sprawled awkwardly, suggesting a sudden, fierce confrontation. The detective spoke in hushed tones. They noted his wealth, his business dealings, and the potential enemies that came with success. Generosa was summoned for questioning. Her demeanor was composed but strained. She arrived in a tailored suit, her eyes hidden behind dark glasses. She spoke softly, her voice trembling slightly. When asked about her relationship with Ted, her responses were elusive at best. She presented a picture of a couple in conflict but insisted that love remained, yet her body language betrayed her. The tension in her hands, the way she shifted in her seat, revealed unspoken fears. "Why would you want to hurt him?" the lead detective pressed. Generosa's eyes flared, anger flickering briefly before she regained control. "It wasn't like that. I wanted my children to have stability." The detectives exchanged glances as they noted her defensiveness. They then turned their attention to Daniel Pelosi, the contractor who had entered Generosa's life during her separation from Ted. The team followed leads, tracking down those who had crossed paths with both men. They uncovered a web of connections steeped in jealousy and ambition. Meanwhile, whispers in the community stirred suspicions. Friends and acquaintances began to share their insights. Some pointed fingers at Generosa, recalling her volatile nature. Others softened their tones, suggesting that Ted had made enemies in the cutthroat world of finance. As news of his death spread, the neighborhood buzzed with speculation. Everyone had a theory, each more shocking than the last. Months passed, and the investigation deepened. Detectives unearthed financial disputes linked to Ted's business ventures, uncovering a series of deals that had gone awry. Rivalries emerged, revealing that Ted's cutthroat nature had not only earned him wealth, but also plenty of enemies. the detectives began to see a clearer picture of a man caught in a world where trust was scarce and betrayal was common. Amid this chaos, Generosa found herself at a crossroads. As she battled her own demons, her desire for vengeance and justice clashed with her need to protect her children. The weight of her decisions began to sink in as the truth loomed closer, threatening to consume her and everyone involved. As the investigation reached its climax, the detectives pieced together the fragments of Ted Ammon's life. They discovered that Daniel Pelosi had a motive, driven by jealousy and a desire for control over Generosa and her children. Evidence linked him to the mansion on that fateful night. A witness had seen him near the property just hours before the murder. The tension in the community grew thicker as each revelation sent ripples through the tightly knit circle of the Hamptons. Generosa watched helplessly as the story unfolded in the media. The weight of guilt pressed on her heart, even as she tried to maintain her innocence. The detectives brought Daniel in for questioning, where his bravado quickly unraveled under scrutiny. The cracks in his story widened, revealing the truth of a confrontation fueled by rage. He believed that Ted's wealth and power overshadowed his influence in Generosa's life. In a moment of desperation, he acted impulsively, sealing Ted's fate with a single act of violence. When Daniel was arrested, Generosa's world collapsed further. She grappled with the consequences of her choices, feeling complicit in something far greater than herself. The facade of the perfect family shattered around her. As the news spread, her children faced the fallout. They bore the burden of loss and betrayal, struggling to comprehend the complexities of their parents' lives. Generosa stood in the empty mansion, the echoes of laughter replaced by silence. Memories of happier times flooded her mind, but the reality of the present felt unbearable. She knew the life she had envisioned for her children lay in ruins. With Ted gone, she had to find a way to shield them from the pain that surrounded their family. In the weeks that followed, Generosa sought solace in therapy, determined to confront the shadows of her past. She shared the truth with her children, offering them the understanding they needed to heal. It was a painful but necessary step. Together, they began to reclaim their lives, learning to navigate the tumultuous waters of their grief. As the trial approached, the community remained fixated on the unfolding drama. But for Generosa, the most pressing question remained, what kind of life would she create for her children in the absence of their father? In the courtroom, as the gavel fell, marking the end of Daniel's trial, Generosa watched with a mix of relief and sadness. Justice had been served, but the cost weighed heavily on her heart. The courtroom echoed with a finality that resonated deep within her. Though the wounds would take time to heal, she felt a flicker of hope. In the aftermath, Generosa vowed to honor Ted's memory by fostering a space of love and support for her children. They would not be defined by tragedy, but would rise above it, seeking a brighter future amid the shadows of their past.